Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things, Kelly. And to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And my name is Pam, and...
I'm Rob. It's
hey!
Me.
This is a PRJ production.
If you understand that reference, I'm proud of you.
And sad for you.
Yes. Here's the great thing is that we are all... Why is it that every time we record together, like face-to-face...
We're in a hotel room.
We're in a hotel room on a bed. Yeah. It sounds weird.
It's not, guys.
It's not everybody. As weird as it sounds. Yeah, but still, it's a weird aesthetic, and we really should break the cycle sometime and just go somewhere and record.
But it's going to be loud everywhere.
Yeah, we could have gone to Central Park or something.
I'm not recording in Central Park.
I will say, last time the three of us were together holding microphones, there were people in front of us laughing at everything I said. So
that's true.
I don't know how today's going to go, but we'll see.
Yeah, it may not translate.
Yeah, I'm not going to laugh at you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
you
probably
just
will.
Kidding. No, I probably will.
But we sort of buried the lead a little bit. Yeah, we're here in New York City.
Which is really exotic for Jeremy, and it's just another day for Rob and I.
Here we are.
I mean, exotic? Am I going with exotic? I don't know.
Special?
It's unique and special, unique. Yes, because it's...
Unique New York. Isn't that a thing that
unique
they say?
New York, yeah. Unique New York.
I don't do this all that often, so I get to call it a little unique. Yeah. But yeah, I decided to make a trip to New York because we got to be guests of the Kelly Clarkson Show. Not on the Kelly Clarkson Show. Mm-hmm. But of the Kelly Clarkson Show to go and watch a taping. And we are going to talk all about it in just a little bit. If you were expecting, by the way, we had mentioned last week that we were going to have our international episode this week.
Pam messed up.
It's not that Pam messed up. It's just we decided that since there was so much news to talk about for this week, that we should probably bump the international episode to next week so that we could get this all out this week.
So... Nothing against the international fans. We love you.
Absolutely not.
Wait one more week.
No, they were an absolute delight. We're excited for you guys to hear that interview because it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm going to go with Pam messed up.
Fine.
I like that idea.
I mean, I kind of did because like I sometimes preview what's like next week's episode. Mm. And I did that. And I just probably shouldn't have. But Jeremy didn't edit it out.
It's true. Yeah. It's on all of us.
So Jam messed up.
Jam messed up.
That's right. But we want to talk today about a lot of different things. First and foremost, literally, Pam and I did an Instagram live in Central Park on the day that we're recording this.
Friday.
Yes. And it just so happened to be right at the time when the Grammy nominations were coming out.
I wish we planned that. We were just like, 11 sounds good. Pam can get her act together and get to New York by 11.
Yep.
Yeah. And we were like, oh, right, Grammy.
We were literally walking to the park at the point when we realized that Grammy nominations were coming out. Yeah. So we thought, hey, that was convenient.
Totally. It was super planned.
Absolutely. But either way, the good news is that we've now got another Grammy nomination to talk about for the album Chemistry.
Yes.
She's got a nomination for Best Pop Vocal Album.
I could have this wrong. Is this her... She's been nominated the most times.
Yes,
in the category.
That's what people have said.
Currently, she's nominated the most times
in that category, which is like already a huge win in my book.
Is it four?
I want to say it's
I think it's like six.
It's five or six.
I think it's six.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's been several because I know she was tied with Ariana Grande
and JT.
Yes.
Wow.
Justin, we sort of put on the lower level.
With NSYNC as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but Ariana, a nomination this time around. So Kelly is in the lead.
The other nominees are Olivia Rodrigo, who Rob and I adore.
We do. But although this album, I don't know.
But we don't want her to win because we want Kelly to win.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift, who is probably going to win.
Not so fast.
And there's Mr. Ed Sheeran who won in what year was that?
I don't remember. Probably the last time.
Kelly was nominated.
I meant
right?
It was.
No. Yeah.
2018 then.
For Meaning of Life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I mentioned this a few weeks ago. It was literally when like her and Kesha and some other people were nominated and all the women showed up. Ed Sheeran did not show up. Ed Sheeran won.
Yeah.
And I see this on Twitter every couple months. Like it's in like me.
That screen cap
yes.
of like, yeah.
People being like, man, right. Ed Sheeran.
I have a question.
Wait, who else is nominated?
Who else was the other person?
So we've got Kelly, we've got Ed, we've got Olivia, Taylor, and Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
for her latest
Endless
album.
Summer Vacation.
Yep.
Is it ever that somebody wins one and not the other? Like Taylor's nominated for this one and Album of the Year. Would she win both?
Yeah.
You or can win both.
You could.
I think it's rare.
It's rare is what I'm asking.
Could.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody could, it would be Taylor.
I know. So Jeremy has a hopeful theory.
Theory, yeah. My theory is that the votes for Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift could potentially cancel each other out. I think that there's a chance that those two split votes, which will greatly help Kelly.
Oh my God, I'm going to scream if that happens.
It would be nice.
It would be shocking.
It'd be shocking.
Yeah.
But,
like, but it would be amazing.
It'd be amazing. But I'm so happy that they got the nomination because, like, commercially, it wasn't huge, as we know, although the vinyl sales did chart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone was very happy with the sales of the album. Kelly was very happy with the sales.
Yeah. But I mean, like, overall, like, commercially, it wasn't like, because they didn't do really any promo. But they didn't do much promo, which was her choice slash strike, whatever. But, I'm so pleasantly surprised it was nominated. Like, I wasn't even really convinced it was going to be nominated. Not that it doesn't deserve it.
Right.
Just because
We both said that this morning. We were thinking, like, we would be not blown away, but blown away if it were to get any nominations.
Yeah, because, like, trust me, I think it deserves to win Album of the Year. But, I mean, I'm a little biased. Yeah. But, like, compared to so many other bigger pop artists right now, like, it wasn't that big of an album.
On the radar, like, the same way.
Yeah, there were no hit singles for anything. So it's not like, so I don't know. I'm very, just really proud of that whole team. That
me too.
Because especially her, because it was just it's such a personal album.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this nomination might mean more to her than any other one. Maybe not her, like, very first one, but.
Yeah. I mean, that didn't really occur to me that, yeah, this probably does mean a lot to her, especially just with, like you said, how personal and how really hard it was for her to make this album.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, it gets recognized for its vocal ability and its vocal presence.
Remember that, Grammy voters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing, too, that Pam and I got to talking about this as we were walking around after we did our Instagram Live about whether Grammy voters actually do pay attention, because the category is supposed to be focusing on the vocal of the album, the performance of the vocalist on the album.
Yeah.
And whether or not that still is what the deciding factor is versus whether it's just a big name who had a fun album and, oh, I like some of those songs. And that's where, like, I feel like the Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo voters are going to go. Now, don't get me wrong. They're both wonderful vocalists. I like both of the records. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, let's be honest. And this is not because we're too close to it or because we're homers or anything. But let's be honest. Kelly is the superior vocalist out of all the nominees.
That's sure. Right.
But I think to answer your question about, like, whether it's one or the other, it's both. I think it really depends, like, on who's voting. Because there's a lot of voting members. Like, there's a ton. And I think a lot of it has to do with, oh, I like this artist. Oh, I actually did listen to this album and I really like it. Or I know they're the best vocalist. Or we're friends. Or they're my label mate. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. There's, like, a lot of factors here. So there's really not one answer. And that's kind of annoying, but it's the truth.
Now, you've, Pam, have been in the business where you've known people who were Grammy voters, correct?
So, fun fact, my very first boss, who I had for the first few years of my job, was a voting member.
People who are in the industry, do they vote across the board, or do they only vote in their particular genre? So, like, if there's a bluegrass singer, are they voting in the pop categories for their stuff, or are they just voting in more in their genres?
It's been a while, but I think if I remember correctly, like, I was literally, like, a physical ballot. Like, I was sitting down with her and she was just like, I can't be bothered. Like, can you, like, I'll read it. I'll read some of it. Can you just check them off, whichever ones I want? You don't have to vote for every category, I don't think.
Okay.
Oh. I don't think. I might be wrong on this. And I don't know. I can't remember if there's a certain, or if there's a certain amount of award, like, categories you're allowed to vote for. I don't remember. But you definitely do not have to vote in every single category. That for sure you don't. You know, like, I'm sure, like, someone who's very well versed in metal is not going to be voting for, like,
classical. The Latin classical category.
Or R&B or Latin, whatever. So, yeah. So, you definitely do not have to vote for every category. I it's been a while. I don't remember it exactly, but you definitely can, like, choose where you vote, I think. I'm like 90% positive because it's been a while.
I always assumed that if you were, like, an engineer, you would vote for like the engineering stuff,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily like vote for, like you say, like the classical
no,
stuff.
No, I think you can. If you like it and you know it, I'm pretty sure you can.
Huh. I was kind of along the lines with you, Rob, only in addition to that, I felt like engineers would vote for their categories, but then everyone was allowed to vote for like the top
the
five.
Major ones. Yeah.
So
you could vote for like album of the year, song of the year, record of the yeah. year, best new artist. And then that was it.
I could be wrong. So please don't quote me.
Yeah.
But it's a little fuzzy. It's been like a decade.
But either way, like yeah. I would hope that because it's a stacked category. You know, I think that the problem with the Miley Cyrus record is that it came out first out of all of these. So I think it's going to be a lot more further in the rear view.
But I mean, it had the one big single.
I mean, with the exception of, I guess, Kelly, really, and maybe even Ed Sheeran.
What song did Ed Sheeran have?
That's the thing. I couldn't tell you what the song is off of that album. In fact, I think this is probably his weakest attempt at this award.
Yeah.
So I think that it really is a three-person race in this category.
He also released an album after this one already, The Autumn Variations.
Yeah.
So it feels like this one, although it's still nominated, was like in the rear view at this point.
I want Kelly to win. I just don't see it happening.
I really do think, like I said,
it's not because she's not deserving. It's just like Taylor fucking Swift. I'm sorry.
And I understand that, but like, I still really do think that there is that the chance is that
those I hope votes get I'm split. Wrong and I hope you're right.
And what a moment that would be for Kelly, for us.
Oh my
for,
God.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It even on huge. Television, it would be a major like
huge.
Not upset, but like what a surprise.
Yeah. yeah. But like hopefully the Taylor fans would be okay with it because
Taylor sends her flowers and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's mention that.
Yeah, that was something we found out this week as well. And I guess Kelly mentioned it somewhere, right?
In an interview, I guess, at the SiriusXM event on Wednesday, it was like, apparently Taylor Swift, whenever she comes out with one of her new Taylor's Versions albums, whatever, she sends Kelly flowers because Kelly...
And she sends her the cardigan for that album.
She so does? Kelly, oh, I didn't
yeah,
see that.
Yeah, she says that she gets flowers in the cardigan for whatever that re-release
is. And because, you know, Kelly sort of more or less gave Taylor the idea.
Which, you know, we had always said, yes, that is out there. But I don't know if we'd ever like had true confirmation that Taylor actually got the idea from Kelly, because even Kelly was like, I'm sure she thought of that well before I said anything. So even Kelly doesn't want to take credit for it.
But
when you hear that, that tells me that that's a confirmation that Taylor credits Kelly for the idea. And she's just giving her a little, you know, kind of a fist bump atta girl. Thanks for the idea. Appreciate you. Here's a little gift.
I kind of wanted to go to a different topic, but it's kind of similar to this. Mm. But did you have anything to add?
I just hope that because Taylor's so into this mentioning or acknowledging Kelly, that Kelly ends up on one of the Taylor's Version vault tracks, like the first album or the, what's the one that's left?
Reputation.
Yeah.
Reputation's probably going to be the next re-release, and then she'll put out
Self-titled.
I could see something on Self-Titled.
Me too.
Yeah.
That would be exciting.
This means nothing to me.
Little country twang kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Is that the one with Teardrops on My Guitar?
Yeah.
It sure is.
And Tim McGraw. That's the only two I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. There might be more. I don't know. Good. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I'm sorry. What I was going to go to next is about the re-recording of songs.
Yes.
Mm.
Because Kelly has now officially said, even though she has said in the past that she would never want to do that, because that was a moment in time. It was good for then. Homegirl changed her mind.
Is this another thing that I was on record saying that she would never do?
Correct.
Fantastic.
Really? Moving to New York was on that list.
I guess I didn't realize she said never to this.
I mean, it was like, I don't want to.
Yeah. I mean, this was another thing that Pam and I were discussing as we were walking around today in the city was... I specifically remember, now I couldn't catalog it, we'd probably need to put up the bat signal for our friend Chelsea, but I remember clearly an interview where Kelly said, I would never live in New York.
Correct.
You know.
I always was like, oh, okay.
It's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
But, and I also I remembered an interview where she said she wanted no kids. Later, or maybe even before that, she interviewed and said, I want 10 kids. So she's gone back and forth on a lot of stuff. So I feel like you can never...
Oh, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind.
Of course. But this was one of those things where... And the reason why I said that she would never do this is because she never needed to. This was never a thing about her masters. And that's not what this is.
Mm-mm.
She's not going out there trying to do what Taylor's doing and trying to reclaim anything, because she didn't care. I don't know what the deal is that she has with Atlantic, whether she owns her masters and all that. And if she does, great, good for her. But first of all, I feel like there's just so much red tape. There are so many writers involved. It's, again, different. I've mentioned this on the show before. Taylor Swift wrote on every single solitary song that she has ever put out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there is an ownership there that she wants. Kelly Clarkson is not the same way. She's written on like 40 to 50% of the songs that she's put out.
Yeah.
And so it's not an ownership thing, but it sounds like she wants to re-record them, to reimagine them in a modern time.
And with a fuller voice. Cause she said, yeah. She said not to own them, but because she thinks that she didn't sound good enough on them because she sounded so young,
yeah.
In her opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would love to know what those songs are that she thinks aren't.
Well, didn't I read about Miss young. Independent?
I would say, if I were to guess any song that she would want to do, it would be Miss Independent.
I feel like
right
I saw
away.
That on Twitter. Like, it was like a headline. And don't get me wrong, I would love to hear it. But at the same time, I feel like that's the song that, like, we've heard change so many times. Like, we even got, like, the 2012 live version mm-hmm. from The Greatest Hits.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm like, would they keep the same beat? Would they change the arrangement? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or would it be, like, the same beat and just new vocals? Like, I'm very curious how this would come out.
I think it's just a re-singing of the song. I mean, maybe they'll redo the arrangement. I don't know. I don't think she's trying to... Again, and I hate to keep going back to Taylor Swift, but she's the only one who's really doing this right now.
Can I ask a question? Because, sorry guys, admittedly, I haven't listened to any of her, like, the Taylor's version things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, is it the same tracks, just new vocals, or is it completely different?
Everything is brand new, okay. But it's all the same.
Well, I don't get that.
So, like, they're not changing the sound of the song, but they're definitely not going back and just pulling the exact same guitar and the exact same drums.
Yeah,
they're redoing everything.
They're not reimagining anything. They're just redoing the exact same song.
Okay.
Because some of the fans have been complaining, especially about the 1989 re-release, that some of the songs have lost a little bit of their oomph because they're not being played the same way as they were on the original record. So some people are like, oh, you know, Blank Space kind of like it doesn't hit like it used to because they just there's like a drum beat that's missing or, you know, there's different things. But there's a like she's essentially trying to record over everything that she's ever done so that only the stuff that she's done is going to be played. And I don't think that's what Kelly's trying to do. I don't think she's trying to come in here with Miss Independent 2024 mm-hmm. and it's going to be the only version that gets played and, you know, the other one needs to be forgotten off the radio. I don't think that's what she's trying to do. No. I think this is more just a fun project that she thinks would be cool that she could put out there for the fans. They may not even be for sale. You know, they may just get put out there in other avenues that we can listen to them. Maybe they'll be, you know, downloadable, whatever. But still, I don't think that she's doing this as like a vanity project. I don't think she's doing it because she's trying to, you know, get money or anything. I think it's just because she wants to do it just to do it for herself.
Team Kelly, if anyone is listening, the 20th anniversary of Breakaway is next November.
Mm-hmm.
We already have plans on what we're going to go do, you and me.
Oh, yeah. But unrelated, like, re-record that album.
Oh, yeah.
I will buy 50 copies.
Yeah.
Although I can't afford it, but I will. Yeah. And I think it would sell
I would love
well.
To hear well, what people would... choose like what their top 10 would be of songs they would want Kelly to re-record.
Didn't Evanescence recently, because I think this was the 20th anniversary of Fallen,
mm-hmm.
They just released I think like a different version of My Immortal.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So like I don't know, I think it'd be a cool idea, but Kelly do the whole album. I don't know, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, because everyone's been waiting for that updated version of I Hate Myself for Losing You.
I mean, I would I have.
You found me.
Yep.
Addicted.
Yeah,
come on.
There's also just so many versions of Beautiful Disaster that she's done over the years that I would love one of those to be recorded again.
Yeah.
That Live Germany from 2009. I talk about it all the time. I talk about it all the time. It is so good.
I mean, yeah.
It is half of Rob's aesthetic.
It really is just, that's all I do.
Yeah. I feel like the only one that would be like interesting, like would be Since You've Been Gone, because like, I feel like we kind of got it a little bit with Aunt Julia, but I don't know how that would sound.
I'm shocked that none of you guys have said this yet.
What, Breakaway?
My December.
Oh, no, that my brain was The Trouble with Love Is. She sounds so young.
I want My December, but I want it produced like full. And we've talked about this like also in the past, like My December to me just sounds incomplete. It doesn't, you know, it sounds like a record that is missing. I mean, the songs are great. It just needs that little extra oomph in the music. And I just, I would go for a re-recording of that whole record.
Interesting.
That would be cool.
It would.
Yeah, if we got an updated Sober.
Oh, wow. Man.
I think the fandom would just combust.
Oh, it would. They would. Everyone's heads would just explode. Yeah. You know, speaking of places that you could hear some re-recorded songs, she's now got an avenue for that because Homegirl has her whole ass radio station.
We just to clarify, we don't actually know if she's going to be doing re-recorded songs on SiriusXM, but like in theory, this is a channel that she could go through. So excited. So it launched, what day, Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday. I literally found out about it as I was landing in New York. I found out that she had the channel.
Yeah.
1 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yes. So it is the Kelly Clarkson Connection, channel 12 on SiriusXM. I said this in our Instagram Live. It is a very chaotic but wonderful station.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening the other day. In this order, it was Reba, I think A Moment Like This, Kendrick Lamar, Rosemary Clooney. Mm-hmm. It is very chaotic, but I love it. And I think for the fans, it's not super like shocking, but I think for the general public, they're going to be like, why is there every genre under the sun? But for us, we're like, that's just Kelly.
Yeah.
She likes every genre. She covers every genre. It's not a big deal, but yeah. But first of all, super happy that she's so high up, like in number 12.
12 is a great spot.
It's a great spot. People like, you know, she was like number 80, that's like people have to really search for it. 12 is very easy. People are going to find it very quickly. It's right near the Decades channels, like 90s on 9, Pop 2K. I'm really excited for her. And I think it's not like a limited thing, at least.
It says it's year-round.
Year-round. I don't know if it's going to say Channel 12 year-round. It could. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I could see is that they may have a deal with her where the channel sticks around on a
premium
on a premium spot for a year. And then there's a chance it could move to one of the online streaming channels.
Or it can just be pushed back to, like, I don't know, the 60s or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the 60s might be country.
I mean, whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah, whatever. It spreads it all out. But either way, I mean, this is something that we sort of thought was a possibility going all the way back to the lives that she was doing around the time of a lot of the songs coming out for Chemistry. Because there was one point where in one of the lives, she was talking about like things she could and couldn't talk about. And she like put her hand over her mouth and we swore that we saw her mouth SiriusXM.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. And there was a debate about what she said.
And I thought it was you that said it looked like she said SiriusXM.
I don't think so.
And we thought, ooh, maybe she'd get a channel. And then, of course, me being who I am, I'm like, nah, they're not going to give her a channel. That seems, how are they going to do that? What are they going to, I mean, they're not going to do that.
Especially not a year-round one.
I thought it was going to be like through the end of the year. Like, you know, because like SiriusXM usually... Fun fact. So I don't remember it's around Christmas or Thanksgiving or somewhere in between, but they will always do 1 or 2 weeks, like a free trial. So like if you have a car and don't subscribe, you can turn it on and you'll get limited channels.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was going to be like just like a promo thing. But
well, and they've done that in the past where they'll do a limited edition artist channel.
Yes. I thought it was going to be like maybe two or three months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this one sounds like it's going to be around for quite a while. And the a cool thing that we found out early on, and then he has gone on to post about it online, is that Aben Eubanks is the voice of the channel. So when you hear, you know, the male voice in between the songs doing the, you know, the production elements, that's Aben.
So
and then
cool.
Sometimes you hear, you know, Kelly as well.
Yeah.
What a voice.
Aben's number one fan sitting right here.
That's right. Just like you've got these meat and potato songs and then the smooth butter right in the middle.
You got that right.
So we don't have specifics, but we have heard that like, because right now it's basically just like Kelly's playlist with like random artists that she loves with some random Kelly tracks in there as well. And I think I explained this on the live a little bit, like something, for example, the Pearl Jam station, Dave Matthews Band, Beatles. I don't know about the Beatles actually, but what they'll do is a lot of times they'll do like specialized programming. So I don't know if Kelly's actually going to be doing this, but like what Pearl Jam does is they'll air like a random concert from Seattle mm-hmm. in 2001 or mm-hmm. something. Like very like unique individual programming, individual shows. So we don't know actually, we don't know what the programs are going to be, but we've been told that there will be certain shows, like certain segments recorded. So it's not mm-hmm. just going to be what you hear right now, but it's not going to be like immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're probably going to run with what they've got for the next month or so.
Yeah.
I know they're probably going to start weaving in some Christmas and probably relatively soon.
Oh, yeah, honestly. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, they're going to run with what they've got to kick off the station. Because, I mean, we're all too close to it. So we all knew about it the moment the thing hit the air. There are still people who are going to find this channel on complete accident.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're going to hear about it because she talks about it on the talk show or whatever. Somebody tells them about it. It's going to take a while before somebody discovers a brand new SiriusXM channel. The thing that Pam was saying about how it's on a really low number at number 12, what's great about that is because, again, it's right around where a lot of the popular channels of the decades are, and people scroll through there all the time, and they're going to see a Kelly Clarkson channel right there at the tail end of them.
It's the first artist channel.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a great spot to be in.
Like, it's all just, like, decade stuff and, like, I think, like, TikTok radio or something. Mm-hmm.
TikTok radio.
I think...
Oh, yeah. TikTok radio is like channel 4.
3 or 4, yeah.
It's just songs from TikTok?
It's basically trending. All, yeah, like trending songs that are popular on TikTok. Yeah,
Hits 1, 70s on 60s on 6, or I think they changed the name of 60s on 6.
I think 60s is way up now. I think they started with the 70s.
Now it's 70s, 80s, you know, 90s on 9, Pop 2K.
The 10s.
The 10th spot.
Yeah.
They literally
That's
say
the 2010s.
Like yeah. Yeah. The 10th spot. What a terrible name, right?
The 10s.
Yeah.
Yeah. There must be a better name.
And Channel 12 was Pop Rocks. And I'm sure Pop Rocks still exists, but it's just a different number
Probably
now.
Just moved it, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, really good spot. Really good real estate.
And what I was saying to Pam, and this goes back to your point about the specialty programming, is this could be something where the Belasco concert ends up.
That would be cool.
Because
we genuinely don't know anything, guys, so don't be this like, oh my God, they confirmed it.
This is all speculation, but this would be the perfect avenue. If they really wanted to finally get that audio out there somewhere, they could air the entire Belasco concert.
And like brand it and like publicize it. Because like, I remember I mentioned this during our Meeting of Life breakdown where the SiriusXM concert I went to back in 2017, they just like promoted that and they promoted it on all the pop channels.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. And it aired a lot.
What?
It aired often.
It aired a lot. I think they aired it on Pop 2K, because that's where she gets played the most, basically. But they also may have played it on, like, the Pulse or the Blend or whatever. Those Light FM kind of stations. But, like, they were pushing it for weeks, being like, Kelly Clarkson, live in New York. And they would just, like, play the entire concert. And it was, like, a program thing.
So I also wouldn't be surprised if they aired it again, like, on the album, on the station.
Oh my God, you're a genius.
That's a good like throwback or like and it's low see lift. How programming looks low you know, whatever. Yeah.
They already have it done.
Yeah, they already have all the audio.
Yeah.
Might as well do it.
You're a genius.
Thanks. Tell your friends.
Well, and the other thing too is, you know, I just am thinking about the kinds of programming that they could have on there. I mean, obviously there's gonna be some Christmas programming. Kelly will be telling some, you know, Christmas related stories and that sort of thing. I think it wouldn't be shocking to see specialty stuff from the band themselves. You know, maybe Jason gets to get on and host an hour of music where, and I'm not saying this is like a daily thing. It would probably be like a recurring special that, you know, runs for a couple weeks where it's Jason Halbert's, you know, top 10 or whatever. And he gets to play, you know, 10 or 12 songs that he really likes. And then Jesse gets to do one and Jocko and so on.
Naben and all that stuff. Yeah. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Pull out all the people that are, you know, close to her. She could have other artists come on,
like artist takeovers. That's what I like.
Absolutely.
I know Pop 2K does that quite a bit, and so does Lithium, which is I love the 90s grunge channel. They do that quite a bit, where they'll just have like a random like member of a band, like the drummer from I don't know X band, whatever, to do like. I remember there was one. It was like the lead singer of like was it Everclear? I think who just did like an artist takeover on Pop Rocks, and it was like a 2-hour show or like that sort of thing. I think like Lisa Loeb does it a lot as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa Loeb's on there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are endless possibilities with her to use this channel. I mean, they're going to be looking for programming to fill. It's a very eclectic channel.
It's insane. I mean, but I love it.
It is one of the more eclectic channels that you're going to hear, because it's one thing to hear a lot of contemporary music, but then you have that with like 60s and 70s soul and pop and rock and
Post Malone.
Yeah, I mean, you have Post Malone going into the Foo Fighters, going into Garth Brooks, going into the Everly Brothers. Like, yes. It's just, it is so chaotic, but
in the best way.
Yeah, you kind of love it that way.
It really feels like if she had a spreadsheet of like karaoke wish list songs, she just sent them that. Because it really feels like it's all across, all over the map.
What I'm curious about is if, like, which, I don't know, if we ever see, like, Aben or Jason, I'm very curious to ask this, like, because I'm sure they were involved a bit with the programming, more so maybe Aben. Maybe Jason, too. I don't know. But my question is, like, did she, like, just give SiriusXM the artists that she loves and was like, play whatever you want by them? Or did she give them like a full list of like,
well, she kind of 3,000
songs?
She kind of mentioned that in one of the interviews. I think it was ET or Access Hollywood. She said that she kept thinking of songs to send them, and that morning she sent them 3 songs by Måneskin or whatever they're called.
Måneskin, whatever.
Yeah, the whoever, the, Begin, however you say
the
Begin,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
so
she
you
sent them
3
songs that morning, and she's like, oh, I forgot to send you these. So I don't know if she's sending them song by song, which sounds exhausting and like something somebody super busy wouldn't do. But it sounds like there's like a mix of that.
Okay. I didn't know that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't watch these interviews because I have not had a moment to sit.
They were good.
So we just need to let you guys know, I don't even remember what we were talking about, but we just had to take a break because the picture of the bangs just came out. So I just had to go out and tweet to the masses, here are the bangs.
That's so funny.
So
well, and I think we kind of had wrapped up our conversation about the SiriusXM
channel.
Oh, Sirius,
that's right.
Yeah, so either way.
But the bangs are breaking news.
The
bangs
are
breaking
news.
As we're recording this, the photos are coming out.
Yes.
See, guys, they're not that bad. They're not like, I don't know. It's not that. Is it my favorite hairstyle? No, but like, don't worry. It's not.
Hair grows. It's not the side buzz of.
Oh my God. It's not the piece by piece shaved head.
So no. Like, let's be thankful, everyone.
Yes.
Because I'm thankful. Yeah.
For the bangs.
Yes. And not the shaved
head. Not the shaved side of the head.
Yes. With that, we will transition to our conversation about our trip to the Kelly Clarkson show.
Woo woo.
Yes, we attended a taping. When you're hearing this in real time, we went to the Thursday afternoon taping of this just past week. And
it's airing today.
Yeah,
that we're doing it like the Tuesday.
Yep. If you are listening to this early in the morning, it'll be the episode that's airing today.
Yep.
The guests were Jewel as well as Sheila E., which we're going to talk a lot about. And then also it was Ashley Flowers.
Who's like Flowers, the host of Crime Junkie podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we were waiting to go into the room, studio. I heard some music playing. And you guys heard it too. You thought it was the for a second. You thought it was the studio version. I'm like,
yeah, I thought they were just playing music in the room just because that's the atmosphere
to get people pumping.
Yeah, but then I was like, no, that is not Kelly singing.
Yeah,
and I was like, guys, that's right.
Yep,
that's right. So, spoiler: her and Sheila E. performed "That's Right." It was wonderful,
and a full version, not a minute and a half.
Yeah,
well, it was the full version, sped up way fast.
They did pitch it up just a little bit.
Yeah,
but either way, I mean, it was a longer than usual karaoke because she can do that with a song
that's her own. Yeah. So it was so good, and I feel like we were like almost the only ones in the audience who were singing along with it. Like we were just like. There were a few people, I'm sure. Actually, my friend Diane was there. I'm sure she was singing along. But like, everyone was just, you know, doing their like a little clapping bop. The three of us were just like, you and Dad. Oh,
yeah. Well,
shaking our asses. So that's right.
That's right. And you know, it was funny too because we came in and you know we heard the rehearsal of That's Right and I feel like we jumped ahead a little bit. Yeah. No, it's fine. So we thankfully. Because of our friends at the Kelly Clarkson show, we were able to have VIP seating. And it was different than the VIP seating that the two of you had for the premiere week episodes.
It's much better this time.
Because it just goes to show that
nothing's permanent.
Nothing's permanent. And when you go to the Kelly Clarkson show, the seating is so sporadic. Like you have no idea where you're going to be sitting.
Correct.
And even like the numbers and letters they put on the back of your tickets, like they just... It's like, whose line is it anyway? Like, the numbers don't mean anything and the points are all
don't matter. Yeah.
Yes. So, we were standing in line and we're like the first of like several people to go in. and we hear the performance on the outside, and we figure out this is going to be the Kelly-oke. As we come in, we walk up to like the upper rafters of the studio. When you walk in, you start up at the upper rafters, and then they walk you down to wherever you're going to sit. And we get seated, and we see them sort of like they've just finished the rehearsal, and they're sort of resetting the stage because they're getting ready for the first shot of the show. And I see them wheel away these bongos and like drums and like a shaker.
And normally I wouldn't have thought of anything, but it's the same setup as we saw at Belasco.
Yeah, because I saw it and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the same setup as Belasco. Do you guys think that Sheila E. is here? And we were like, I don't know. And then when...
Well, Jason came out. He said hi to us briefly. And I was like...
Well, Jason didn't come say hi until after like the Not second yet. Segment or so.
But it was before Kelly-oke though.
Right, but by then we knew it was...
Well, I was like... Hey, Jason, is the Kelly-oke what I think it is? He's like, what do you think it is? I'm like, that's right. He's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, is Sheila here? He's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, because...
But by then, Jeremy already figured out.
Oh, yes, okay. Because there is a telltale sign on Sheila's kit. And I noticed this. Yes. I noticed this at the Belasco show. And that is on her drum that she has, not the tall bongos, but the drum. She has the Prince symbol.
Oh.
From when she played in his band, and it's on there. And when I saw that go by, I said, that is absolutely Sheila E.'s kit. She is here, and she is going to play on this song.
By then, I'm freaking out, because I'm a big Latin music fan, and I'm a big Sheila E. fan. She's played on a bunch of Gloria Estefan records, and I'm flipping out at this point that she's coming out.
Yeah. So that confirmed it for me. Yeah. I would not have believed you if you said that she wasn't coming. So... We see that. We're super excited. We're like, this is going to be great.
Like, and it's great because we actually like know the song. We know the words. Because when you go to a Kelly-oke, you're like, will I know the song today? I don't know.
Exactly.
Also, you never know what part of the song they're going to cut out. That's so true. You can't really sing along at a Kelly-oke.
That's true.
And so they're getting, and then we have to go back. Let's rewind to back when we're standing waiting to come into the studio. So we're standing in there, and one of the NBC pages/security people is standing there, and he's getting ready to let us into the studio. And he goes, hey, it's a Christmas episode.
And we're like, already? It's November 9th.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, there's trees in there and everything. They got Christmas trees set up everywhere. And we're thinking, holy shit, we have landed on like a Kelly's Favorite Things episode. Oh my God.
We're getting vacations.
Prepare the moving truck to drive home to Iowa, because I'm going to be loaded with stuff. I'm going to go home with my like skis,
air fryer
and my
Missing
cruise.
The podcast at sea.
I mean, my God, you better believe it.
Oh, sponsored by Dramamine.
Because, and the funny thing about this is that, again, rewinding a little bit further. So
throw me under the bus again.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. It's
you
just,
are.
So prior to going into the studio, we're in the first of two waiting rooms after we get our first ticket scanned. And it's for those of you who have seen people who have gone to the talk show, it's that room with the big wall of monitors that says Kelly Clarkson Show on the side. And we're standing there and we're waiting to go in. And on the other side of the room, we see the morning audience all gathering, which we really shouldn't have seen. But they're all standing and they've all got a piece of paper in their hand and they're all filling out paperwork. And we're like, what is going on? And everyone's over there and they're like standing around. They're all signing stuff. And we come to the conclusion they're filling out like some sort of a tax form. And then somebody actually did come over and say, oh, yeah, they have to fill out a tax form. They got a prize in their episode. And of course, at this point, I like give a punch to Pam because I said early on, I said, oh, we should go to the morning episode. And she's like, I'm not getting up before 9 a.m.
I got up at 7:30 today. Whatever. No, I know what you mean. Yes.
So by not going to the morning episode, we missed out on a prize.
Although we heard, I don't know if it's confirmed, but someone messaged, I forgot who it was. They messaged us saying it was a vacuum. I'm like, a $600 vacuum?
I would love a vacuum.
I don't need another vacuum.
But I will say, if we had gone to the morning show, I wouldn't have been able to go. So,
oh, see? In Pam's defense. See? Totally. I
so
totally
did
that.
You would have given it to him.
Oh, yeah. I could have gotten the vacuum
No,
anyway.
I would have kept it.
You would have kept I'm assuming it was either a robot vacuum or like the next generation Dyson. You would have kept that for your small
ass
apartment.
Or a shark.
I actually have a shark.
Me too.
Yeah, I would have kept it. QVC. Sure. Do I need it? No, but okay. I would have kept it.
Well, either way, yeah, we heard that it was a shark, or not a shark, excuse me, a vacuum of some
which
kind.
Which is hilarious from the former vacuum cleaner sales lady, Kelly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, for, wow,
with one day. Yeah.
And then on top of that, apparently Leslie Jones, the comedian, former SNL, was on the show, and she gave away a copy of her book to everybody.
Which I would have wanted that even more than the vacuum.
Yeah.
She's hilarious.
So there was that. So then again, fast forward, we're waiting to go in the studio. The guy tells us it's a Christmas episode. And I'm like, oh my God, she's just decided to do all of her giveaways on one day. So they're going to give away a bunch of stuff in the morning. And then we're going to give away a bunch of stuff in the afternoon. This is fantastic. What a day to be alive. And so we go into the studio and we sit down. And sure enough, there are Christmas trees everywhere. It's the holiday Kelly Clarkson show logo. And we're like, oh my God, what do you think we're getting?
Was it me or my mom asked one of the cameramen?
We saw your buddy.
Oh, Franco.
We saw your buddy, yes. Franco, the cameraman.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, your mom, who, by the way, Pam's mom, we hung out with Pam's mom all day. And Pam's mom, as Pam has described, and I don't know if you described her on the podcast, but you've described her in the past as Mrs. Belcher.
Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers
in human form. And so she... it's just befriending every human being that comes within a 5-foot radius of her, including Franco. And we find out that this is, in fact, not a Christmas episode. They are simply set up for a Christmas segment about Christmas trees.
In case you were late getting your tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was actually the set designer or one of the designers from the show was showing some of the trees that they're going to have down the road on set. And then they just, again, it's like with the show, they film things out of order. And so they filmed that part first because they had to clear the set to get rid of all the trees.
So then it wasn't Christmas anymore.
And we weren't and we weren't getting a damn thing.
No.
But meanwhile, I was like, give me a tree.
Give me a tree.
Yeah.
When that tree did the multicolored lights with the white lights, I screamed.
Kelly was screaming.
I gasped and I had to stifle myself. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, in the episode you'll see today is she'll show off that there's a Christmas tree, and I think it's like, I don't know if it's the viral tree that's like for sale at Home Depot.
No, it's a Balsam Hill tree.
Oh, okay, so it's a different one. Tree. Yeah, there's a viral tree that's got a remote control that you can change the lights and it's all this stuff.
Oh boy.
Well,
it's amazing.
So yeah, and so everyone was oohing and aahing because you know, you turn it on and it's all white and then you can change it to all color, and Kelly freaked out because she talked about how Remy and her can't decide on which kind of tree they want, and now they can have both.
No, I was the best sitting, part.
Yeah. Huh?
The best part, though.
What?
Which is
it had the third option where you could do multicolored lights.
And white.
With
and
clear white. Lights.
Yeah.
And that blew my mind. That blew my mind.
And I was sitting here going, in my mind, I'm like, am I fancy? Because for the last 3 years, I have had a Christmas tree that is like an Alexa Christmas tree that you can just talk to the tree and it'll change color.
Wow.
Whoa.
So yeah, so you know they, so we realize we're not going to probably be going home with anything, and this is just simply a Christmas tree segment. But so Jay, the warm up guy, is kind of going through the motions, doing all the rules, getting people hyped up, and in the midst of all this, Kelly comes walking out, and people see Kelly and they start freaking out. Meanwhile, the three of us kind of look at each other and go, "Oh my God, she has bangs!"
Kelly Clarkson, we're like, bangs. Oh my God, we're so crazy.
When I tell you that we focus on the wrong details, I mean,
no,
don't
actually,
get me wrong.
The funniest part, though, was that you two have eyesight that works.
Yeah, Rob is blind.
And you're like, oh, she has bangs. I said, where? And I'm looking at, she's like maybe 10 feet away from me. And I was like, oh, there they are.
Yeah.
It took a long time.
Yeah. And then the funny part is that throughout the course of the taping of the show, a couple of different people came up to her and was asking her about it. And she kept motioning like she was making scissor motions with her fingers. And she was showing, and we overheard her say, "I cut them last night myself."
At 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m.
I didn't hear it at 3 a.m., but I will take your word for it.
She was telling Jewel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it happened in the Jewel segment.
So, more chaotic Kelly, but I love it.
Yeah, and so we put a pin in the show talking. We fast forward to, because at this point we have our phones in our pocket, they're turned off, they don't allow you to have your phone in the studio, so we have to sit on this information. I mean, that's right, okay, yeah, sure, the guests and all the coolness of the show, fine, we need to get the information out about bangs,
which I did last night, and people were losing their goddamn minds.
People went crazy.
It was Bangmageddon.
Bangmageddon. God. But people were like, I keep forgetting what's the person's name from Scream.
Oh, Gail Weathers.
Everyone's comparing. I was like, guys, it's not that bad, but no one would believe us.
Yeah. And the great thing was that this was a Miss Into Podcast exclusive.
It was. Mm-hmm.
No one else had been talking about it. Obviously, nobody who was like a, you know, major social media in the know fan was in the opening or in the morning taping. And there was nobody like that in the afternoon taping. So apparently it was just us.
We had the exclusive.
So we had the exclusive on Bangs for the whole day, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as Pam said a little bit ago, the photos, the first photos from those tapings are starting to come out online.
As we're doing this
as
right
we're
now.
Literally recording this right now. And people are just now finally seeing what we were talking about.
And it's but like not that bad, guys.
It's
like,
really not. It no. looked really nice.
Yeah. Like it's fine. But people were just like freaking the fuck out.
Yeah,
and I was like
funny.
Texting the two of you last night being like, did I make a mistake?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I loved all the conversation around
I was,
Ben
see,
McGeddon.
We're different. You were like, oh, this is funny. I'm like, oh my God, people are upset by this. Not that I did anything. I just said a statement.
No, people were shocked.
People were shocked. People shook us to their core.
They were.
More than I would have ever imagined that anybody would care.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, thank God the pictures came out when they did because it's been about 24 hours. I'm not even 24 hours since we dropped that bomb on everybody. So I'm glad that photos have come out to sort of calm everyone down.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's a little sus why she did it herself.
But like, whatever. We've all done weird, or a lot of us have done weird hair things.
It's a woman's prerogative.
It's a woman's prerogative.
Yes. Okay, so now we get Bangs out of the way. you know, they do the Christmas tree segment. It's great. You know, what was the mistake that happened at the beginning of the Christmas tree? Oh, there was like a weird ghosty voice that came out of nowhere.
God,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're in the studio, it's actually a little difficult to hear the guests and Kelly talk because they don't have the mics up super loud.
Yeah.
But you can still kind of hear them. And again, we were in a fantastic spot. We were literally right behind Alex Duda where she kind of positions herself on the floor. And so we had a great, like, straight on view of the couch and Kelly. Essentially, if you're looking like at the set, like you watch it on TV, we were just to the left of like the main cameras.
Yeah.
And so we had a great vantage point. We were, you know,
right next to the band,
basically right next to the band. Yeah. We were like two or three people away from the band. And so she's just starting the opening segment and you couldn't hear Kelly at all. I think there was a mic issue it was. And so all of a sudden you hear this like weird voice talking over the thing and it freaked Kelly out.
It was like the Voice of God segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was like a whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa. Yeah. And then like she told a story that she was like, I can't say this on camera. I mean, I don't think River or Remy are going to be listening to this podcast, so I don't feel bad saying it.
I think we're good. If they are, River Remy, first of all, hi.
Hi.
Second of all, you need to like do the 30-second thing for about five times.
Very inappropriate. No, it's not. So basically she had said that like the night before she was reading to the kids, and then all of a sudden there was like a woman's voice that was like really loud that came from the floor below them, but it's like still their house.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly was freaking the fuck out because she was like, no one else was home. And like River was like, was that the, you know, like
the Echo, the Alexa.
Amazon Echo, like the Alexa? And Kelly was like, yeah, absolutely. And then inside she was like, I don't know what that was. So yeah.
That's New York.
That's God. Not for me.
You don't hear people in your house?
My neighbors.
That's what I mean.
Well, yeah.
She could have neighbors.
She might have neighbors.
Loud neighbors.
Yeah.
But not in the floor
inside.
Below. It belongs to her.
It belongs to her.
That's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they do the Christmas segment. It's great. They clear the floor. The thing I learned, and I don't even know if you guys talked about this when we did our first episode about this season, it's really cool how they have the band set up. Because they have them set up on like a moving stage.
They didn't move for our episode.
Oh, they didn't?
No, that's why we didn't see them at all.
No, we couldn't see them all the way where we were.
Okay, so what you don't realize is that the band is actually on a movable stage. Like the entire band moves. So when they started to set up for the karaoke, they pushed the band out further onto the stage. And then they slid Sheila E's drums and bongos up next to them. And then Kelly has her spot that she stands, which she was
right in front of us.
10 mm-hmm. feet in front of us, if
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I mean, if she was 10 feet away, that was even farther
yeah.
than it looked. But she was sitting right there. And this is where we had our freak out moment.
Yes. Although we were pretty good about not
you
showing
were pretty
it.
Well self-contained.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. So at this point, Jason had come over and stood in front of us and talked to us for a minute or two. We gave a wave over to Jesse, who saw us and said hello. Producer Andy was mm-hmm. on the floor as well. He came over and said hello.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then at one point,
it was Jay.
Yes. Okay. You have to tell this story because you remember it better than I do.
Okay. I don't remember what the and Rob, you can interrupt if you remember it better than I do. I forgot what the context was, but like it was, you know, during like some break and they were setting up for Kellyoke. And I forgot what it was, but
so was there talk about like an after party or something?
Yeah, Jay, the warm up guy, was talking to the audience about some sort of like after party. He's like, "Who's got a hotel room for an after party?"
That's always a joke. He's like, "Where are we going after this, everybody? Like pizza party or whatever."
Right. Yeah. So I can't remember exactly what the order was, but basically, Jason
Halbert on the other side of the studio, closest to us.
Yes.
Jason blurts out, "Jeremy's hotel room,"
and then Jeremy's like, "It is a box."
I'm like, "It's very small."
And then he goes, "Pam." I'm like, "I live here." And then Jesse's like, "Oh, she lives here."
And then for inexplicably, Jason, and again, mind you, Kelly is standing like not 10 feet from us.
Kelly saw us. First, she saw us and pointed
at us. Yeah, she saw us and waved over at us and you know, did her little, like, I don't know what this is called. What kind of wave is this?
Where
you
clap her hand
wave. Yeah. She saw us, came over and waved.
She pointed at you, I think.
The point was after the show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But then, so Kelly waved over at us, and then inexplicably, Jason goes, and Kelly, mind you, is standing at her Kellyoke position. She's reading the lyrics.
Oh, and she was like, "We haven't sung this since Vegas. I barely know it."
Yeah.
We were like, "We'll help you."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, and all of a sudden, we got really comfortable, and we're just like, "Yeah, don't worry about it. We got you." Like, we need to settle down.
We are too
comfortable around this woman.
Yeah.
But then, for some reason, Jason just gets on his mic and just goes, "Miss Into Podcast." And Kelly hears this, and Kelly sings "Miss Into Podcast" into her mic while she's still reading her lyrics.
And I died.
And we died a little bit.
She was like, "Miss Into Podcast."
Now, unlike the video,
I was like, "I need a soundbite." Yeah,
I know. Seriously. I was like, if anybody can get us a clip of that from the show.
I doubt it was filmed.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, unlike the video from like Vegas and stuff that we have proof that this actually happened.
Yes.
We have no proof.
No.
Other than the fact that, you know, I'm sure that your mom is a very trusting person and she would say that this happened.
Rob, it happened.
Rob is a very trusting person.
I vouch
person.
Yeah.
That it happened.
That it happened. So anyway, so that happens. We die.
We come back to life.
We are resuscitated. And then Kelly gets, you know, ready for the Kellyoke. Sheila E. comes out, gets all set up. She gets a rousing, you know, round of applause from the audience. And they go into "That's Right." And the funny thing was, when Kelly was rehearsing, or she was kind of like practicing the lyrics, I think the control room thought that that was her rehearsing. Because she was like going really, really fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she actually wasn't full on doing it, because they did end up having to restart once because she was too loud.
She was too loud, but that wasn't like necessarily her fault.
Yeah.
So this was the only time I've seen a Kellyoke where they really only did it in one take.
One take.
And then they came in, did the song, did the entirety of the song, and it was fantastic.
It was great.
We had a great time at a Kelly Clarkson concert for 4 minutes.
We really did.
3 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever it was.
It was so much fun.
It was great.
Yeah. And it was just so cool. And I was telling Pam this on the way out of the studio. I says, isn't it weird of the times that you and I have been together this year
and
have seen Kelly perform live, the four times that we have seen her perform, Belasco, two in Vegas, and this Kellyoke, two of the four times Sheila E. was there.
Yes. Kind of weird.
And like, I'd never seen Sheila E. in my life in concert, mm-hmm. in person. And here I've seen her twice now in the same calendar year.
You've now like been at 80% of the That's Right performances.
Exactly. Yeah. Because she did it in Vegas.
Math,
but
that may be wrong, but whatever.
No, it would be like 67%.
All right.
For doing it two-thirds of the time.
Okay.
Wow.
Geometry.
Apparently I know math.
You are a teacher, Rob.
You're a teacher, Rob.
Kindergarten counts up to 20.
So we get through the Kellyoke performance, and then the rest of the episode is kind of your standard fare episode. You know, Jewel comes out. Pam didn't know who Kelly was talking about when she was giving her introduction,
because they had said like she's celebrating the 25th anniversary of her album Spirit. Now immediately, my brain went to The Spirit Room by Michelle Branch, but I'm like, that's not 25 years old. So I'm like, I don't know, who is this? And then you, Jeremy, you were like, oh my god, oh my God. I'm like, who is it? He's like, Jewel. I'm like, oh, cool.
But my brain went to that movie where Kelly was a horse. Wasn't that called Spirit also?
No, that's called The Star.
The Star. Okay.
You're, so thinking, you're thinking of Spirited Away.
Yeah. So I was like, horse?
Horse girl. Leah the horse.
I was very confused.
That I've never seen.
I was not ready for Jewel. I didn't know Jewel's first album was called Spirit.
And it was her second album. Second album. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, are they going to sing Foolish Games? And then Kelly at the end of the episode was like, damn it, we should have booked her to sing. Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
She was. So Jewel does not sing.
Yeah, and maybe she's not singing on this promo tour because I saw her do another promo appearance and she didn't sing there either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so maybe she's just not singing this time around.
Maybe. Mm. And then Sheila E. came out.
Yep, Sheila E. came and sat on the couch. The way that they made it sound like she was going to be sitting in with the band throughout the entire show, but she only did like one thing that like sent to break and then that was it.
Yeah, because they did an instrumental of That's Right going into the first break.
Yes.
And then after that, she left.
Yeah. And by the way, and I don't know if I ever did finish my my thought on the whole band thing, but yeah, the band stage like slides out for the Kelly-oke. And then when they're done, they slide them back over into the corner. So they're a little like tucked away and harder to see.
That's why we didn't see them.
Yeah. So very interesting little just way for them to sort of fool the size of the actual stage itself. But it's definitely very efficient because when they slide the band all the way to the corner, there's then an access door. Like if you ever watch the TV show and you see that wall that has like, it looks like it has like records and stuff on the wall and like different designs. That's a big giant door that they can slide open. And that's like where they took all the Christmas trees and sent all the like stuff on the stage back. So it's just TV fascinates me and how they, you know, make it all look and everything. So, but again, you know, Jewel comes out, Sheila E. does her thing. They bring the Crime Junkie podcast gal out. They do a cute thing where she reunites with a family that she helped and this and that. And
wait, the end was the funniest thing, though.
The end was the funniest part. And we'll get to, what was her name, Dottie?
Dottie, yes. Yeah.
Dot.
We'll get to the end of that. There was one point where we did get to see like some, what would you call it? It would be Bush League TV.
What?
Where people made a mistake that people in TV shouldn't be making, and that is loud talking on a hot set.
Oh.
Because during...
Wait, was it crew?
Oh, yeah. I believe it was crew.
I thought it was audience. That. Oh, no. Kelly was making a big stink right after the first Jewel segment.
Yeah.
Like the first, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because there was noise.
She was like, people are behind me talking. She looked like pissed.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell that she was upset about it, but at the same time, like, she did a great job on camera not
ignoring it.
Yeah, ignoring it. And Jewel did the same thing. But yeah, it was the first kind of thing where, like, we actually heard an announcement. There was like, just remember, this is a hot set, no talking. Yeah. But it wasn't audience. I mean, it was crew.
I thought it was audience.
Because remember, like right after when that happened, they opened that access door that's behind Kelly and people came out from there.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Was I not paying attention? I remember none of this.
Yeah, you must have not been.
This is why you guys think that I wasn't having a good time and that I'm like taking it all in. Yeah. I'm literally watching everything happening. I'm taking account of all the people who are on the set. Who are these people that are just randomly showing up?
Jeremy, like, okay, anytime I've been with him, sometimes it's like I talk a lot and not that you don't talk a lot, but you're much more comfortable just being like, just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, is Jeremy having a miserable time? Because I will not shut up. And he's just like, la, 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 la. And then now I'm learning. You just like to observe things.
I love observing. And I take in a lot of information of all the things that, like, I was looking at the lights up top and I'm just like, okay, you know.
There are lights.
Yes, exactly. There were lights focused on us.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we get to the end of the show, and we get to the What I'm Liking segment.
Which was the best What I'm Liking I've ever seen.
Now, before we get to the story about Dottie, this was, I will admit, this was the moment I thought, okay, we've been surprised in the past by Team Kelly in various ways. If there was any chance whatsoever that they were going to surprise us and make us a part of the show, because they all knew we were there, like...
Yep.
People knew that we were in the audience. This was going to be it.
Yeah,
it was
going
to be during What I'm Liking.
I had no expectations.
But also, like, leading up to the What I'm Liking, Alex Duda looked so excited. She was, like, giddy and, like, skipping. And she was saying, all right, I'm so excited. Let's just do it. So I was like, this is it.
I didn't know you guys were thinking this. I was like, all right.
I was so excited for you two. I was like, shaking. I was like, I can't believe it's going to happen.
See, I wish I knew this because I was just like, all right, who's going to be on screen this time?
And again, me paying attention to where things are going, they started moving stuff around. There was a monitor that got moved kind of near us.
Yep.
There was a camera that was actually facing us.
I have no
memory. They cleared away the entire section facing in front of a front of where we were.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, now I'm thinking this is going from a 10% of a chance to like 40%.
Same.
And I'm like, this could happen. This could actually happen.
Mm-hmm. But you then felt none of this?
No.
Oh my God.
See, this is why.
No.
I was more than just living in the moment, man. I was paying attention. I
clearly I wasn't. I was like, la la la.
I'm that guy that, like, when I go into the restaurant, I know where all the exits are.
Oh.
I know where all the bathrooms are.
I don't. I'm like, where's the menu?
Exactly. Yeah. So what turns out, the camera that was facing us is actually the camera that faces Kelly.
Yeah.
For the What I'm Liking segment, so that they get her shot with the audience in the background while she's talking to whomever's on Zoom.
Yes.
This time around, they had the most adorable 90-year-old woman.
Isn't she like 77?
No, there's no way she was 77.
I could have sworn they said she was 77.
I thought she said she was 90.
Yeah, I thought she was older than that.
Okay, well, yeah. We'll find out today.
It started with my very favorite line in the whole show.
Which is?
Where Kelly goes, how was your wedding? And she goes, how's my Wednesday? Okay.
I didn't realize that.
I don't know if they actually left that in this show. Because the Dottie interview got a little chaotic because, again, it's Kelly talking to a 90-year-old woman over Zoom.
Or 77. We don't know.
And she was maybe getting every other word.
So basically, oh God, it was so funny. I love this woman. She married herself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it, but she married herself and her entire retirement home went to her party mm-hmm. at the home.
Yeah, she threw a party for herself.
And I'm like, what amazing energy that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
And it was just... It was the, you could even, because of course, during the interview, now I'm watching the reactions of other people and I apologize.
The band was cracking up.
Oh, the band was losing it. Jocko and the cameraman that he was right near were having the best time. They were laughing so hard. And I apologize that I don't know the gentleman's name, but there's a gentleman who's kind of like a stage manager
mm-hmm.
or he's like, you know, a head guy, you know, down on the floor. Him and Alex were just looking at each other like, I don't know where this is going. This is going off the rails. It's just, but in like the best
because
way.
Because she like, because the connection was terrible. She couldn't really hear Kelly very well and vice versa.
And mm-hmm. every time there was applause or laughter, Dot got lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then chaos ensued.
Yeah. Truly. So they start to wrap up the interview and all of a sudden we hear somebody come on a mic and go, wait. And we're like, oh, is
everyone, this... even like the people on the floor had no idea that this was happening.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, is because this was like right at the point when Kelly was getting ready to award her the $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we hear, wait. And then the guest door in the back of the studio opens up and in walks, for no fucking reason, Jared Leto.
It was so random. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm like, is this her grandson? Like, what? Like, why is he here?
Right. I was like, are Dottie and Jared related somehow? Imagine.
Yeah.
But like, then all I thought was like, poor Dot. She's 90 something years old. She just married herself. And there comes Jesus to tell her like, your time is up, my friend.
Oh my God.
Hope you had a good wedding.
You peaked. Good night.
Wow.
That was so funny.
Sorry.
I've heard Rob say that like three different times and it's still funny. But so Jared Leto comes out. Now, a little backstory. Jared Leto was in town because he was promoting the fact that 30 Seconds to Mars, his band, is going on tour next summer. That morning I had been here in my hotel room and I was watching the Today Show and they showed Jared Leto was out in the plaza with the Today people. And they were like, oh yeah, earlier this morning I climbed the Empire State Building.
Casual.
Yeah. And they show video of him scaling basically the end of it, the big lighted tower at the very end or the very top of the Empire State Building. And then they show him actually getting to the top of the building. And he's up there just doing a little free climb. No big deal. Like, apparently this is his thing.
Wait. I thought he like walked up the staircase up.
No, he climbed the outside.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
The video's out there. Go look for it. Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought he just like, you know, like, walked the however many stories it is. No. And like, wow, that's really
big. No, he climbed the outside.
He's like Godzilla, right?
Sure.
I mean, in more of a
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Jesus.
I don't watch, superhero.
If Jesus walked on water, Jared Leto climbed the
ironic because 30 Seconds to Mars has a song called Walk on Water. It's actually really good.
Huh.
Anyway, sorry.
Synergy.
Synergy.
I'm actually more sad that Rob's very funny comment got a little buried there.
What
in all of our.
What did I say?
Or you basically were saying that
someone can walk on water.
Or maybe it was just me in my head going, "Oh yeah, Spider-Man walked so that Jesus could walk."
No, Rob said that. Oh, wow, yeah. This is chaotic.
That's
See,
fine.
Everyone listening is going to rewind 20
seconds.
This moment
is like Dot.
This is what it was like interviewing Dot. Yes.
How was my Wednesday?
It was Thursday.
That's going to be That's going to be my question to anybody and on any day of the week. But anyway, so Jared Leto comes in. Everyone freaks out. Kelly's freaking out.
He looked me in the eyes and I died. His eyes are beautiful.
He,
I saw Jesse just staring at him. I'm like, same girl.
Apparently he was actually in the building because he was filming Fallon across the hall. Yeah. And he just decided to walk in. Now, mind you, he and Kelly are now talking and they are, you know, like, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, well, you know, 30 seconds to Mars and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, poor Dot is still sitting there on the Zoom just watching this happen.
She's like, what's going on?
She's like, 30 seconds to what?
She's telling the producer, Jesus, tell me I got 30 seconds.
You guys are terrible.
I haven't even had supper.
You guys are terrible.
Oh, please. Dot doesn't subscribe to the podcast.
Imagine. She's like, well, I'm never listening to this show again.
That's right. So anyway, so Kelly does, you know, a quick thing with, then she realizes that Dot's still sitting there and she's like, oh, by the way, Dot, thanks to Pilot Pen, blah, blah, blah. You have $1,000. She was very excited. Jared was excited
for
her.
Yeah, that part Dot heard clearly.
Yeah,
she did. She heard that loud and clear. So, you know, they finish that up and then, you know, they sort of run credits. And then at the end, I guess they decided they wanted to do more with Jared. And so they sort of recorded a little like 1 minute, 90 second like interview with him standing right there. And so I don't know, again, we obviously have not seen the final episode, so we don't know how they've edited this all.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to tag that at the end or what's going on. But one way or another, Jared Leto shows up randomly at the end of this episode.
So I'm curious if he's going to be in the like the show notes about like who's coming on the episode. Like Jewel, Sheila E., Jared Leto? I don't know.
No. Or a surprise.
Well, and we did watch Kelly film the promos for like the following week.
He
was not in the promo.
Okay.
Because he wasn't expected.
That's right.
They wouldn't have written him into the script.
Yeah. You're right.
So yeah. So it was a very chaotic ending to the episode.
But it was wonderful. I mean, I wouldn't want it any other way.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I can't remember because at the end, that was when they were showing Kelly the video of him climbing the outside.
Oh yeah. She was freaking out.
Yeah. And she was like, oh my God. And I think that was when you and Jared made eye contact because he said, did anybody see it? And I raised my hand and waved it in the air. And he points over me and goes, yeah. And then he looked at you.
And I was like, oh my God.
He was like, hey, Pam.
And those then there was a moment.
Those wink. Blue eyes. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is my confession where I learned 30 Seconds to Mars. I'm probably like 2005 or 6. And that was the first time I heard of Jared Leto. Apparently, he's a big actor. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew that he was like very popular back in the day? I'm like, no, he's the lead singer of that song, The Kill.
Yeah, I knew him first as Jordan Catalano My So-Called Life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how we're going to date each other.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like I had one more like small anecdote there from the end of the show. But either way, yeah, it was the end of the show. And then Kelly comes over and stands pretty much right by us again, like in the Kellyoke spot, shoots a bunch of promos for the upcoming week. And then that's when, you know, she kind of says bye. And then she looks over at us again, points over to
us.
She
really pointed at you, I feel like.
I think she pointed at both of us.
All right. You're being nice.
Well, whatever. So anyway, it was you know, it was great that she saw us. I'm glad she knew that we were there.
Which was so
there
cool.
to support.
That's awesome.
So yeah, cool. It was very cool. Look, I mean, the talk show is a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. So if you ever get a chance to come to New York and go to a taping, you know, give yourself about 5 hours of free time to hang out at the Rockefeller Center.
Although it just felt like the whole day.
It really does.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Even though you're literally just like standing and sitting and watching, it exhausts you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Because really, you miss a meal. It's lunchtime
that
through
is true.
Dinner time.
You do miss a meal.
Yeah.
Well, unless you go in the morning.
Right.
Then you have like a later lunch. Have an early breakfast, late lunch.
I guess.
I was literally standing in, because they put you in like three different holding areas. The first one is like the initial line before you even go anywhere.
We got a cookie, a fancy cookie.
I went to like the hippie cookie vegan bar down the hallway, grabbed whatever food I thought I might actually eat.
Did you not eat it?
No, I ate it. Oh. It was like the one thing I thought I could have. Oh. Like everything else was, you know, plant-based, vegan, coconut-based, you know, power bar.
Not bad. Don't.
I'm not knocking
not shame it.
I'm just knocking.
Did you get Did you get a wheatgrass shot?
I did not.
Yeah,
no.
They're disgusting.
I was just looking for like a Nutri-Grain bar. They had nothing of the sort. No. But either way, you know, it was a lot of fun, and I highly recommend it. It's worth the trip to New York for sure. I mean, there was definitely a highlight of the week.
What I will say is, when Rob and I went for premiere week, like pretty much everyone got in. This time around, both the morning and the afternoon shows, people got turned away, and that's only because they get at capacity. So like, don't get there crazy, crazy early. Like our ticket said, be there by 1. I would get there between 12 and 12:30 at the latest.
Yeah. And we got there
around 12:15-ish because you went to the wrong spot.
I went a little rogue and went to the wrong entrance. It's okay. Either way, even by the time we got there in line, there were still probably a good 75 people in line.
Mm-hmm. And when we were there 10 minutes prior, before we picked you up, there was maybe 15 people.
Yeah.
So it fills pretty quickly. So
it does.
Yeah.
Get there by 12:30 if you're doing... I don't know about the morning show because we haven't been to the morning one. But the afternoon one, I'd say get there by 12:30 the latest, you should be fine.
Yeah. I would say just as she gets more popular and the show gets more popular, there's going to be a higher demand.
But I think people are now realizing she's here. Mm-hmm.
That's
like
right.
Premiere week, people were like, oh, Kelly... I didn't know Kelly Clarkson was...
Oh, yeah. Oh, she did a week in New York or whatever it is. Like, but now people
are like, this is like a thing now. So, yeah.
Especially around this time of year, I'm sure people are like, maybe it's a Christmas show. Maybe it's a Thanksgiving show. Maybe we'll get something. So, like, tickets are going
to
be in higher
demand. I was trying to find out when the Christmas shows are. I don't know, though.
They're not listed. They don't say.
They don't say.
Anymore.
Yeah, you're going to have to just book one and hope
luck
for
the
best.
Luck of the draw.
Yeah.
But either way, when you get all done, you know, they let you out of the studio. We were pretty much... We were among the first in, but we were definitely
the last out. Yeah.
And then they, much like every, you know, amusement park, they dump you off in the gift shop and...
They're like, spend money. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
And we all did.
We did. I got myself the denim hat.
Me too.
Yep.
And we got some Pilot pens. Kelly Clarkson branded Pilot pens.
Yes. We gave away a pack of those in our Instagram Live, and we've got some more to give away as well.
Yeah. Eventually.
So all in all, a fun afternoon at the Kelly Clarkson show. Learned a lot of things. Saw some old friends and had an all around good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Any last thoughts about the experience, Robert?
No, I had a great time. I'm not giving my pens away.
Yeah, no, wait, it's fine. We bought multiple packs.
They're mine.
That's fine.
As they should be. They were more reasonably priced than I thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-pack, and like because it's just like a gift shop, I was like, $15. No, $6.
$6. I will say, as a left-handed person, depending on how they smudge, I may or may not use them.
Okay, so if you don't use them, you can donate them to us for us to give away.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, because you donate everything that you don't want to us.
I do.
I like how we went from I'm not giving away my pens to stay tuned.
Wow. In like the matter of like 20
seconds. This is how much I can peer pressure you.
I just like to keep people on their toes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I really can peer pressure you. This is really handy.
It's true.
Pam, any last thoughts from you on the afternoon?
I mean, you just need to come back here more often because like I know it's an expensive city and it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But you here is great.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I were to do it again and I knew for a fact that I was going to get into the show, I might just do like a 24-hour like in and out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Just kind of drop in and head right back out and be a lot cheaper trip. And...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame you. But yeah, it's fun. Guys, if you have the opportunity, you should definitely go. Tickets are on 1iota, 1iota.com.
And it's a lot of fun.
And it's free.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. It's a load of fun. And I don't know. I would love to do it again. It was a blast.
It's basically like you and 200 people and some crew in a room, and you get to like hang out with Kelly for like 2 hours.
And no matter
who
the guest is, you get to see Kelly sing
a
song, and that's great.
Yeah. And then, you know, you see her cursing like a sailor, and then she apologizes. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. My mom even
moments.
Was like, oh my God, she has a potty mouth. I'm like, she does. Yeah. And we love it. We adore it.
Very cool.
Anything else, team?
No. I think that's it. I think we've exhausted everything.
Amazing. This episode's probably very long. Hope you enjoyed it. If you made it this far, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us ramble. This has been a PR&J Productions. Wait, what was that from?
From Justin to Kelly.
No, Productions. There was like...
Oh, are you talking like a Jazzy Fizzle, Productshizzle?
No, I feel like she said it in the Hazel Eyes DVD. Oh my God,
I don't know.
Guys. Why do I remember this?
Wow.
I need to remember actual, like remember to put my dryer on, like after my laundry's been in there. I can't remember to do that, but I remember random factoids.
I love when we learn more about you.
Yeah, guys.
It's fun.
It's great. You guys are always in for a treat. Anywho, we will be back next week with our international episode, we promise. As always, follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, at Miss Into Podcast. If you listen on Spotify, leave us on the app, you can leave us a rating and comment on episodes. And Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and review. And I think that's about it. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
as
thanks
always.
For being here.
Thanks for having me.
The favorite host, as we know. The unofficial favorite host.
I didn't say anything stupid this time. Congrats. I got there a little bit. No, I think I'm okay.
I don't think any of it's classified as stupid.
Thank you.
Yeah, nothing ever is. Yeah. It's either entertaining or really entertaining. All right. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.